begin with a track, a jazz standard that has a very appropriate title for these days. Let's hear McCoy Tyner playing Alone Together.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Jimmy Green from the album Introducing Jimmy Green, and we heard Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. And that is Jimmy Green on saxophone, John Swanna on trumpet, Steve Davis on trombone, Aaron Goldberg on piano, Daryl Hall on bass, and Eric McPherson on drums, EMAC on drums. And today is the first day of spring, or so I have become aware of. I heard Susan mention that in her last show, and it had completely skipped my mind that this is the first day of spring, but so it is. And we started out that set with McCoy Tyner from the album Illuminations, and we heard Alone Together. And lately, that title just strikes a nerve, as we have been spending many hours and days alone, hunkered down in our rooms. But we are always finding ways to get together. And in this case, we're getting together here over the airwaves at WWUH. And hopefully you can find some togetherness in the common interest of jazz music. So, yeah, that's it. And if you haven't heard, this is the last day of live broadcasting on WWUH until further notice. The University of Hartford is virtually shutting down. This program is broadcast over the airwaves through our studios at University of Hartford. So, in fact, we are going to have to vacate the premises. I will try to continue some kind of programming as our general manager is making the availability for us to record segments of our show and upload them into our automation software. So I may try to do at least an hour a week for the next several weeks or months to come. And if I can do that, which I'm sure I'll be able to do, perhaps I will keep the podcast going as well. For those aware of my podcast, you can find it on the internet by going to jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, or just Google my name, Ken Laster, Jazz Podcast, and it should come up for you. And I'll continue to somehow produce a podcast from home, or recycle some older podcasts that I have in the can. So, yeah, we'll try to keep the music going. Let's continue on with some more music. You heard some Jimmy Green there, and Jimmy Green has a brand new album out, and I'm going to get to that later. In fact, I'm going to get to all of the Hartford-based musicians from the greater Hartford or Connecticut area. The latter part of the show, the last two and a half hours, will be dedicated to our local musicians here. So I wanted to play some other things, some tracks that I've been meaning to get on air and just haven't had the chance to do it. Starting with this one, this is Ahmad Jamal. He does a great piano trio version of the Oliver Nelson original Stolen Moments. Let's listen to Ahmad Jamal. Thank you. Great Bill Evans. We heard two great piano trios in that set. Two of the greatest for sure. That one being the Bill Evans Trio from a 1962 album. The album is Waltz for Debbie. And we heard the track Milestones, credited to Miles Davis for the composition, but there is some controversy over that. Of course, Bill Evans claims him being the composer of that tune. In any case, that great trio from 1962 is Bill Evans on piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. Before that, we heard from Ahmad Jamal from a 1970 release, just really one of my favorite piano trio albums. From the Ahmad Jamal Trio. The album's entitled The Awakening. And we heard his version of Oliver Nelson's Stolen Moments. And I love that version. Of course, I love the original as well. But this is very nice as well. Ahmad Jamal on piano, Jamil Nasser on bass, and Frank Gant on drums. Another classic piano trio by Ahmad Jamal. You are listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken Laster. Thanks for joining me on this. I keep thinking final jazz radio show, but it's far from that. We are taking a break of an undetermined length while this Corona 19 virus comes through our area. And there is going to be restrictions on our movement. This campus of University of Hartford is shutting down. And so we will no longer be able to come into the studio and broadcast this show and all the other shows here on WWUH until further notice, let's say. It's impossible to say what the timing will be. It'll be a few weeks or a few months for sure. And hopefully we'll be back on air and things can return to normal, or as normal as they'll ever be, I suppose. But during this period of time, we all have a lot of time to spend at home. The internet has been our best friend for a while for many of us. You can catch yourself in these rabbit holes for hours listening to stuff on the internet. And something came up a couple nights ago, listening to music, and one of my favorite albums came up on YouTube. And that one is Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nero, a great album by Billy Childs with just some incredible arrangements of Laura Nero tunes. And we're going to listen to Map to the Treasure. This one features Lisa Fisher on vocals. So let's listen to Billy Childs and Lisa Fisher, Map to the Treasure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That is a group called Hudson. And Hudson is Jack DeJohnette on drums, Larry Grenadier on bass, John Medeski on Hammond B3 organ, and John Schofield on guitar. And that's a fine album. Came out, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And I dig it for sure. And we heard a track called Tony, Then Jack. Before that, we heard from another piano trio. We've been listening to a lot of piano trios thus far this morning. And we heard Kenny Barron and Dave Holland Trio. And to round out that trio is Jonathan Blake on drums. Kenny Barron, just one of the great pianists in modern jazz. And Dave Holland, of course, great bassist. They've got a brand new album out entitled Without Deception. And we heard I Remember When. And we started out that set with Billy Childs, featuring some wonderful vocals by Lisa Fisher. And he released an album back in 2014 entitled Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nero. And we heard the title track from that, Map to the Treasure. So you are listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken Laster. And we're going to take things out this hour with something from Art Pepper. Name of this piece is Walkin' Shoes, and it's taken from a compilation, Art Pepper Plus 11 Modern Jazz Classics. Let's listen to Art Pepper. ¶¶